A well-meaning but rather inept angel named Gabriel meddles in the lives of a struggling gig worker and a wealthy venture capitalist. This is the plot synopsis of Good Fortune, a 2025 film that runs an hour and 37 minutes. The film released about 2 weeks ago, and it had an estimated budget of $30 million, and so far it has grossed worldwide $14 million. It was written and directed by Aziz Ansari. He also stars in the film as the main guy that gets switched bodies with someone. It also stars Keanu Reeves as the angel Gabriel and Seth Rogen as Jeff. In the film, it kind of starts off with Keanu Reeves in the back seat, Gabriel, I guess, of cars, and he's touching people's shoulders to get their attention because they're reading their text messages right before they're about to get in an accident, and he's basically saving people from having crashes. You find out later in the film, he was the guardian angel of text messaging. So, of course, this is a comedy. Eventually he realizes that this isn't the kind of life or the kind of job that he wanted as an angel. He wanted to have something more meaningful. He wanted to be able to change someone's life meaningfully. And one of the people whose lives that he ends up saving from text and driving was Arj, played by Aziz Ansari. He realizes that this guy is broke and he's barely making it. He sleeps in his car. He starts watching him. He's following him around. He does food deliveries and he does little jobs, task manager type jobs where you go do something for someone, you go pick up something at the hardware store for someone and drop it off. He's like, I want to help this guy. And so Gabriel talks to his boss, Angel, who is played by Sandra Oh. Her name was Martha. And he was like, I want to do something meaningful. I want to help these people. I think she said, you're a text and driving angel. You're not allowed to do that. But he goes ahead and he does it anyway. So he keeps following him, and eventually Arj goes and ends up at Seth Rogen's house, playing the part of Jeff. And he's wealthy. He's in this beautiful house with big giant pool, all the amenities, a big view of the city, like these amazing garages with these doors that open sideways instead of up and down like a lot of garage doors do. He asks him for a job. He's like, could I work for you? Could I be your assistant? And he agrees. He said, okay, on a trial basis, you can be my assistant for a week. We'll see how it goes. Anyway, as the plot goes, that was how they introduced those two characters and got them together. Well, ultimately, Gabriel decides to go ahead and switch those two characters. It's almost like a Freaky Friday type of movie where they switch bodies. And Arj is now Jeff, and Jeff is now Arj. He wanted to show him that just being rich alone isn't going to solve all of your problems. It's not going to make everything go away. It's a superficial way of thinking. And of course, you see that in the trailer too, what you know exactly what I'm talking about if you saw the trailer. So ultimately, Gabriel realizes that he was wrong and that switching their bodies actually did solve all of his financial problems, and it made the other guy's life miserable. He didn't have any place to live anymore. He was trying to stay in his car, working all day for meager wages just to be able to afford a cheap hotel, which sometimes you couldn't even get your check. And so it was a social commentary on top of the comedy part. But I know that might turn some people away, but yeah, there was a social commentary, but it was, I think, tastefully done, if you will. The point was that if you're struggling and you have these types of jobs, that even working all day, 7 days a week, almost 24 hours, you're barely making enough to be able to stay in, to have a nice, decent place to live with a bathroom and a bed. And then some places and some people can't even make enough money to do that. And then at some point, Gabriel loses his wings because his boss finds out he did this task. Now he had to convince Arj to go back to his old life. But he couldn't just tell him he had to go back. He had to make him, or somehow make him want to go back in order for it to be done. And so that played into the plot and was funny. Now, when Gabriel lost his wing, he asked if he could stay with Seth Rogen's character, Jeff, but he was now in the poor state, and he's like, well, I need a place to stay. Can I stay with you? And so they're kind of working together through the film, and Gabriel ends up getting a job as a dishwasher, and when he gets his first check, he's like, wait a minute, they're taking out all this money. How am I supposed to? I need this money tonight so we can have a hotel room to be able to pay. And they took out federal, state, and all this stuff. Basically, that was part of that social commentary. All that money that's taken out of your check, you need that money in order to pay these bills or be able to have that decent life. Yeah, those are great commentaries. Yeah, that's very true. I guess at one point, I think one of them, I forget if it was Seth Rogen's character, but they also, he had a job where he took over the other guy's job where he was delivering things, and finally he got too many bad reviews, and also they told him he wasn't going to get his check for a week. He wasn't going to get it same day. He's like, well, I need that money now. I just did 8 hours of work. I need my money now. He's like, no, you don't get paid until Friday. So there's that. And that's actually kind of interesting too. Like, yeah, and that's how it is now. You usually are paid on some kind of a schedule almost at any job that you do. You don't get paid daily, but you can see where in these people's lives, they needed that money. They needed it today, like tomorrow, next week, or whatever, wasn't soon enough. And that meant that they were probably going to be sleeping in the car. So ultimately, Gabriel is able to convince Arsh that he should get his old life back. And I'm not going to spoil the entire film. That is ultimately what happens. He does end up switching them back. Anyhow, I just wanted to say this film is a comedy. It runs an hour and a half, and there were some slow points in the film, but overall, I enjoyed the comedic nature. I do like both the main lead, all three of the main leads in the film, Keanu Reeves, Aziz Ansari, and Seth Rogen were all really funny in this. Kiki Palmer was a love interest in it as well. But overall, I really enjoyed Good Fortune, and I would give it 5 stars.